The four-month Department of Public Instruction investigation says Ashland sent too many Native American students to its special ed program and to seclusion rooms in the Ashland Middle School. Clara Tate at the nearby Bad River Band Reservation says this practice has caused her 8-year-old son lots of pain.
Being taken away from his peers, he doesn't like school. He thinks that nobody likes him. The DPI needs to listen to some parents that have had to struggle with their children.
Tate doesn't think the report goes far enough. She says some teachers should be removed from the school system. Meanwhile, Ashland School Superintendent Peggy Smith says they're trying to figure out why this has happened.
Part of the theory, especially for Black students or Native American students, for example, is perhaps different cultures approach learning differently than, you know, sort of the mainstream typical school does. So our responses to children's learning somehow miss the mark.
The Department of Public Instruction has ordered training and follow-up reports for some teachers and staff in the Ashland District. DPI's Anita Castro says this is serious.
We understand these are children, and we want to be sure that the seclusion room is used only when it's absolutely necessary, and that the district use positive behavioral interventions, that be the first choice.
Special summer training is scheduled, and the use of quiet rooms has been stopped at Ashland Middle School. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.